You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What's with the mayors of this city and the candidates for mayors of this city and their relationship with Broadway? I don't quite get it. I'm going to talk about exactly what I mean next on the Producer's Perspective podcast coming up in just a few.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast with your host, Tony Award winner Ken Davenport.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I usually don't like to talk about politics on this podcast, and we're really not going to talk about politics, but we are going to talk about politicians. And everyone loves to talk about politicians. First of all, I don't understand really why politicians would ever want to be politicians. I don't quite get it. I will never want to be a politician. So ever if you see me running for anything, including my like condo board, I want you to yell at me. You can feel free to punch me in the face if I ever run for any kind of office. So in my 30 years of living in New York City, I've never watched a mayoral debate. I've never done it. But with all that's riding on the next mayor of New York City, you can bet your A-train that I tuned in to last week's debate between the leading candidates for mayor, including Eric Adams, Andrew Yang, Scott Stringer, Diana Morales, Catherine Garcia, and on and on and on. Now, look, a lot of great, great ideas were shared amongst this group, and it's an incredible group. I mean, I have to say, we are very lucky to have this group of people who want to lead this city. Like I said, I would never want to be a politician. I don't understand why people do. And here are a great number of people willing to dedicate themselves to public service, especially at a time when this city is facing some challenges, to say the least. And here come this group saying, give me the job, give me the job. And it's not like it pays millions of dollars a year. And actually, you're going to get a lot of people, no matter how many people vote for you and like you, you're going to a whole lot of people that don't. So a lot of good stuff was talked about, but there was one moment that gave me a big old sad face. Now, and the New York Times did this little bit of a wrap up on it. And when asked about what cultural event the candidates wanted to attend, they didn't mention Broadway. A couple kind of did, but some of the bigger ones, they didn't say Broadway. In my opinion, every single candidate should have said Broadway, Broadway, Broadway. Okay, maybe they were being honest. One said the museum. I get it. But with all that this industry gives to this city, I've always felt that our politicians don't give us the attention that we deserve. Like, think about this. When was the last time you saw a press photo of a congressperson or a mayor at a Broadway opening? Like, it doesn't happen.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When was the governor? When was the last time the governor was at a Broadway opening? It doesn't happen. And yet, Broadway shows are responsible for such an amazing economic impact on this city and therefore the state. But yet, we don't get that kind of attention from our politicians. It's very, very strange. It's very strange. I don't quite get it. I mean, literally, Broadway's attendance is more than all 10 of New York City's professional sports teams' attendance combined. That's right. Take the Mets and the Yankees and the Knicks and all of them, add them all together, and Broadway's attendance is more than all of them. And yet we're still not getting mayors at our opening nights or governors or congresspeople. They should be there every single night, and they should bring their press entourage with them. So to the candidates running for mayor this year, to future candidates, to current elected officials, if you want the votes of the Broadway community, you should engage with the Broadway community in a very simple and also very entertaining way. See a show. Come see the shows that are responsible for bringing tourists into this city and bringing dollars into the small, medium, and large businesses of this city. Because let me tell you something, if there's one thing that's going to fuel New York City's comeback, it's actually not going to be a mayor. It's going to be the arts. It's going to be Broadway. So show us the respect by coming to see a show. I'll buy you all a ticket. And that's it for this episode of the Producer's Perspective Podcast. We will see you on the next episode. And whoever you want to vote for, if you're in New York City, just please do me a favor and definitely vote. And if you're not in New York City, vote wherever you are. That's the one way we can all guarantee change. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. and there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.